Psalm chapter 1, beginning in verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. For just a few minutes this morning, I want us to talk about deep-rooted faith. Before we get into the lesson, I want to again acknowledge my thankfulness for everyone being here this morning. We have quite a few that have sickness and difficulties that are not able to be out. It's good to have you with us today, Glenda. It's good that we can all come together to worship our Heavenly Father. Deep-rooted faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So we've got to have faith in God. We can't please God without faith. I want us to look in Romans chapter 10. I'm going to read a section. I invite you to turn there. And we'll use this kind of as a background for the lesson. Romans 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. For the scripture says, "Whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? First, Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. Here we see as Paul is writing to the Romans, and he is talking to them and using information from the Old Testament that they would understand with Isaiah. We see that God rejected Israel because Israel rejected God. How do we know what we are to do? God reveals that to us. We have faith in what we are to do. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And in verse 16, this is a very sad statement. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? You go back to the beginning of Romans in chapter 1, and Paul said he was a debtor to preach the gospel. He said he was ready to preach the gospel. He said he was not ashamed to preach the gospel. And now in chapter 10, he says, but not all have obeyed the gospel. That's a sad statement. They rejected. God's people rejected his word. Why did they do that? They did not have enough faith. And we see faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How can God's people not have the right amount of faith? It's faith is important. It's one of the most important things, since it's impossible to please God without it. No act of worship is acceptable unless it is done by faith. We cannot have lip service to God. We must have faith in what we are doing. So when we think about faith, we need to consider some of the different types of faith that we can read about in the Bible. In Matthew chapter 14 and verse 30, "But when he saw the wind was boisterous, and he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said, 'O you of little faith, why do you doubt?' And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased." We're all familiar with that account of Peter. Peter, who thought he had so much faith, Jesus points out to him that he had little faith. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, and be patient with all." We see that we can have a weak faith, a faith that is not strong. John chapter 12, beginning at verse 42, "Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God." So these rulers, these Pharisees, they're men during the time of Christ that did not want to confess Christ. They believed in him, but they would not confess him. Why is that? They were afraid of being put out of the synagogue. Did they have faith? They had faith, but it was hidden. Friends, we can't have a hidden faith. If we have faith in God, it cannot be hidden. James tells us about another type of faith. James 2:17. "Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.'" There's a faith without works. Is that going to be pleasing to God? No, that is not going to be acceptable to him at all. James goes on a couple verses later in James chapter 2 and verse 19. "You believe that there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble." So the demons believe, the demons have faith, but they tremble because they know what their outcome is going to be. You go to the next verse in James 2, verse 20. "But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" You see, if we have faith and we do not produce anything, it's a barren faith. It's a barren faith. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." That faith that draws its strength, it has deep roots. It's planted by the rivers of water. That water, that everlasting water, that Word of God, Christ, that builds our faith. And the evidence of that, just like this tree, it'll leaf out and it'll produce fruit. So, is there any other types of faith that we can think about? Well, if you turn to Matthew chapter 8 and verse 8, "Then the centurion answered and said, 'Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having the soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." So here we have a great faith. This centurion didn't say, "Lord, come to my house." He said, "I'm not even worthy for you to come to my house. Just speak the word and my servant will be healed." This man had great faith in Jesus. So when we look at these passages, we see in Matthew 14, there's little faith. 1 Thessalonians 5, there's weak faith. John 12, there's hidden faith. James 2:17, faith without works. James 2:19, faith like demons. James 2:20, barren faith. And on this slide up here, we see Jesus recognized there's great faith. That's the kind of faith that we want to have. We need to notice also with faith another principle. Matthew 16:13-14, Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am, that I the Son of Man am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And you notice these people that they are talking about, they had different opinions about Christ. Friends, we should not have an opinion about Christ. We must have faith about Christ. Notice the difference. In 1 John 1:1, "That which was seen, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life." So you have this one group of people that say Jesus is maybe Elijah or John the Baptist or Jeremiah. They have an opinion about him. But John, when he's writing 1 John, he says, "We've seen with our eyes. We've looked upon him. We've heard him. Our hands have touched him. We know that this is the Christ." Can we have that same kind of faith that John or Peter or the other apostles had? Yes, we can. We can have faith. We read in Romans 10:17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." It starts with the word of God. Our faith can be just as strong as any of them by the word of God. You hear people today say, "Do you believe in miracles?" And we say no. And then they sometimes will say, "Well, that's silly. If Satan has the power to work miracles today and do things today, then we would be defenseless without the ability to have miracles performed." They say, if Satan has this power, we should have this power. But you go back to when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. Did Jesus use miracles to overcome Satan? No. Jesus didn't use miracles to overcome Satan. What did Jesus use to overcome Satan? He used the word. "It is written." It is written. His very first words in his public ministry were, "It is written," going back to the word. So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It starts with the word. And if we don't have faith, it's impossible to please God. You want more faith? We got to spend more time in God's word. It's cause and effect. Romans 3:21 says, "But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So when we think about this faith and this great faith, What are some characteristics of this great faith? Well, it's precious. Peter talks about it in 2 Peter 1:1. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of God and Savior Jesus Christ. Our faith is precious. What does precious mean? It's very costly. It's expensive. What was the cost of our faith? It was the blood of the Son of God. So we need to understand that the faith that we have is one of the most valuable things that we have. The objects of our faith are God and the Son. Hebrews 11:6, Romans 3:22. It's through this precious faith that we believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. And it's through this precious faith that we, just like the Ethiopian, believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Acts 8:37. And that believing, we might have eternal life in His name. So, man thinks of different things that are precious. Jewels, works of art, antiques. And we measure those things by their cost. Those things cost a lot. And again, our faith is precious. It cost Jesus His life. He died for our sins. That was a price that none of us could pay, friend. He Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree. And He purchased us with His blood. No other cost could have satisfied God's wrath. Romans 3:25. While we, at the same time, demonstrating the immeasurable depths of His love for us. We can't measure how great God's love for us is. We can't measure how great that price was that was paid for us. God wants us to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Friends, our soul is our most valuable possession, Matthew 16:26. It was secured by God's most valuable possession, His only begotten Son, John 3:16. And then what kind of faith do we have? Do we have little faith, hidden faith, faith without works, weak faith, faith like demons, barren faith? When we think about all that God did for us, and we didn't deserve any of it, and what kind of faith do we have? Well, another characteristic of faith is it is highly refined. Again, going through trials, it's refined just like gold to remove those impurities. 1 Peter 1, verse 6, "In this you greatly rejoice, that now for a little while, if need be, you've been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see Him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory." That ties in with what we were talking about in the book of Philippians this morning, this joy that we have, this rejoicing. It's inexpressible, full of glory. "Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Instead of dreading such, let us rather count them all joy, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." James 1, 2, and 3. You think about Peter, what he's talking about, us being tried, and then James telling us that the testing of our faith is going to produce patience. It all ties together, yet we want to back away from it. And you think about in James, when he's talking about going through the different trials, and he also says, if you ask for wisdom, God gives it to you. He'll give it to you freely. He'll give it to you liberally. And you stop and think, you go back to the Old Testament. So the God of Israel offered the king of Israel anything that he wanted. And what did Solomon, the king of Israel, want? He asked for wisdom, and God gave it to him freely. James tells us, if we lack wisdom, God will give it to us. Is it going to come down and beam down into our heads? No. How are we going to get wisdom? It's by going through these various trials. It's going to produce patience. You talk about gold, it's tested by fire. Our faith is going to be tested by fire. It may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Friends, we want our faith to grow and receive the end of our faith, the salvation of our souls. Another characteristic of faith, it's obedient. It's a working faith. It's a working faith. Romans 16:26, but now has been made manifest by the prophetic scriptures, has been made known to all nations according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. James 1:12, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he is approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord God has promised to those who love him. Our faith needs to be obedient. We need to have a faith that pleases God. When we have faith and we see these types, that there's a lot of types of faith, but we want that great faith. There's characteristics of a great faith. What's going to be the result when we have that great faith? One of the results, we're going to be justified by faith. Romans 3:28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Romans 5:1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to be justified by faith. We're going to be sanctified by faith. Acts 26:18. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. That's how we're sanctified. We receive the righteousness of God through faith. Romans 3. We're made sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:26, for you were all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. How, how does God dwell in us? How does Christ dwell in us? Is it something miraculous? No, it's by faith. It's by faith. Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. That's not my psalm verse slide. Back to Psalm 1. We are kept by the power of God through faith. 1 Peter 1:5. You are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We're kept, we're guarded for the salvation of our souls through faith. We triumph over the world by faith. 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world. What is it? Our faith. Our faith overcomes the world. And ultimately, can anything be more precious than receiving the salvation of our souls? So when we have faith, that great faith, we can be justified by faith. We're going to be sanctified by faith. We're going to be set apart. We're going to receive the righteousness of God by faith. We're going to be made sons of God by faith. Christ will dwell in our hearts by faith. We'll be kept by the power of God by faith. Triumph over the world by faith. All of those things. Our soul counts on all of those things. And how can we get that faith? We open God's word and we get our heads in it. And we don't do it because we have to. We do it because we want to. We want to spend time in God's word. And we can see here some results of great faith. And just for a physical illustration, you can go up and down any street in any town and see this principle of the tree planted by the water. It grows, it leafs out, it bears fruit, or something. It's got deep roots, deep-rooted faith. That's what we want. And what if something doesn't have deep roots? You can see it any town, anywhere. You see shallow roots. Why is the grass turning brown in yards? It's got shallow roots. You want green grass now. You see people turning on their sprinklers, but it's got shallow roots. It's going to turn brown. It's going to burn up. It's going to die. But you see those thistles? The thistles are thriving right now. The weeds are thriving. You can see weeds. I see weeds taller than I am. Why is that? Because they have deep roots. Psalm 1:2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. That's over and over and over again. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Friend, what kind of faith do you have? What kind of faith do I have? Our faith is going to be tested and tried just like gold. Friends, we don't want to be like God's people, the Israelites, back in the Old Testament. God did everything for them. They rejected God. God rejected them, sent them off into captivity. We don't want to be like what we read in Romans 1:16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. Friends, we need to have faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We need to act on that. We need to have an obedient faith. Friends, if there's anyone here this morning that needs to make a correction in your life, you need to obey the gospel, we invite you to come forward now as we stand and sing.